It's a big issue for just about every parent these days, how much screen time is right for your kids. Recent research shows 80% of Australian parents worry their children are spending too much time staring at screens. But in an article on the Conversation website, a postdoctoral researcher at Melbourne's Swinburne University of Technology, Brittany Huber, argues that it's more helpful to look at the quality of time spent on devices rather than the quantity. She joins me now to explain a bit more. Hi there, Brittany.
Hello, Jesse.
Thanks for your time today. You see parallels between the current sort of crisis of screen time and the way that parents were thinking about books when they first arrived.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, like they say, history repeats itself, and it's been time and time again. So when books first arrived, and then it was film, radio, television, so each iteration of, you know, new media or, you know, something that your parents didn't have creates this, like, moral panic, this fear of the unknown.
Why are 80% of Australian parents worried about their children spending too much time on screens?
I think in addition to that, like, fear of the unknown, so this is not something I grew up with, how do I navigate this? A lot of it is because there's restrictive guidelines around screen time. So they have them in Australia, in the US as well. There's bodies that suggest how much or how little kids should have based on age. So they're quite similar, yes.
Yeah. What guidelines are there? What, you've had a good look at these guidelines. How much do the experts think we should be giving our kids?
So for kids under two, in Australia, they say none at all. And I'll compare that to the U.S. So the American Academy of Pediatrics issued a new statement a couple of years ago. And they suggested them. So they were consistent with that. But they also said if you wanted to, video chat is okay. So if that kind of screen time doesn't necessarily count to your
screen time?
Video chat, sorry. So Skype or FaceTime, because often that's not like, it's not a solo activity. So often they're sitting with like mom or dad and Skyping grandparents who maybe live, you know, in another state or even another country.
Okay.
So yeah, they advise, they say that that's okay. That kind of screen time is okay. But then, so the US ones, that's for children under two. And then when we look into like the preschooler, so 2 to 4 or 5, Australia says limit it to 1 hour. And I think that's similar for the American Academy of Pediatrics. And then it's 2 hours for older children. So the limits are the same, but I think the US ones get a bit more specific into like types of content and like the sort of activities around the device or screen.
But Brittany, you want us to think a bit differently than that, to not count the minutes, but to look at the quality.
Yeah. So I had a few goals when I first pitched this article to the Conversation. I think what I was seeing a lot of, like, you know, anecdotally and just a lot of questions about these guidelines, about screen time. And there's just so much inherent guilt with the phrase, like, screen time has just become this dirty word that it's just, you know, you hear it and you're like, oh gosh, like, and I think so there's a lot of confusion around that, a lot of guilt. So I wanted to like sort of assuage that guilt a little bit and be like, it's okay. You're not dooming your child. Like, you know, if, you know, they go to, like, I don't know if specific examples off the top of my head, but, yeah, I just wanted to ease the guilt a little bit. And with my research, I've always come at it with, you know, much like the history with like film and radio, television. If these things are being part of our life, how do we adapt to them? How do we make the most of their like use or their exposure in early childhood and minimize any consequences?
Tell us then,
or negative effects they might have.
What does the research say in terms of positivity? What sorts of screen time might be a good thing for children?
Yeah, so this is the hardest thing about writing this, was how do you distill this down? And for television, it's like decades of research. And then touchscreens, obviously being only what iPad was 2010, I think, 2011. So really new. So how do we keep up with that? So it's basically basing this on television research and trying to maybe even video games. But then I was looking at early childhood. So when you distill it down, there's a few things to, I guess, have positive effects. So for kids under two, the research says that they just have a hard time learning from 2D media, whether it's like print books, television, you name it. It's just hard for them to take that and extrapolate it into the physical 3D space. That can be improved with like repeat exposure. So if you read the same book every night before bed, and then like that'll obviously improve learning. With older kids, there's benefits or a lack of a negative effect from quality content. So that was another goal of my article was there's choose quality, but what does quality mean? So for example, Sesame Street, that's curriculum based. So they've got experts in the field of like child development. They've got educators, like people who are trained in pedagogy, creating these really thoughtful things. And they're not even thinking about just the content, but how the content is delivered. Is it, the pace, like how many camera shifts do we do? How many characters, the colors, like all down to these really finite things. And they really think about how that material is delivered. So, similar to, I guess I'm less familiar with what New Zealand would have, but in Australia it's like ABC, like Play School would be like kind of the same as like the PBS, Sesame Street, in the US.
So you're not worried at all about sitting down with your child and watching something like Sesame Street, and the lesson there is something that's educational on the screen, constructive, and also, where possible, having some adult supervision slash companionship.
Yeah, definitely. So there's even more research saying that, so they might like preschoolers might learn, from Sesame Street. There's actually been some research about school readiness, especially in, like impoverished communities. So that helps school readiness and, 'cause the numbers and colors and blah, blah, blah. But, if you're using like co-using, so if, a parent sits down with their child and, all right, oh, like, look at, I don't know, cook it, like, count, what's he doing? And even just asking questions and creating that dialogue to get them kind of like thinking and not so. I think another conversation that often comes up is sort of like creating, not just consuming. So anytime you're kind of like adding to it in any way, and even like, obviously, an adult can like give those questions, but even if it's like a sibling and they're just like playing and dancing, and that's better than sitting there, going down like the YouTube rabbit warren where you can just like watch video upon video and then somehow like you end up in who knows where.
Okay, well let's look at
So I guess it's a
then,
spectrum.
let's look at negative screen time then. What sort of stuff should you try to avoid? You looked at some research around violent or comparatively violent TV shows, for example, right?
So, my background, I didn't look at too much of the violent stuff, but I know a big fear that comes up, and I think it's even mentioned on the Australian Department of Health, saying that, screen time has negative effects on attention. And the research there is, so violent content or content that's made purely for entertainment purposes. Kids who watch that later. So there was a study I think I talked about in the article, and they looked at just gross screen time, so not anything specifically, but just what are they doing, and that was related to attention problems later. So then they're like, okay, is it anything specific about what type of screen time? So then they broke it down into like educational, so your Sesame Street, I think Dora the Explorer was in that.
Barely educational in my
entertainment.
experience, but yeah, sorry, carry on.
Right, exactly. It has like, it's a different thing. Yeah, if you think like, I guess, loose education, but compare that to just something for purely education, entertainment, like Cartoon Network or something, might be slightly violent, crazy Looney Tunes, like blowing up each other and stuff. So young kids, I think they were about three or under three. So the parents reported exposure to those shows. And then 5 years later, did another assessment and found that the kids who had watched, you know, the entertainment television, did poor on the attention measures, but those who had watched education were not, didn't have those associations with attention. So, attention wasn't affected by education, but negatively affected by more exposure to violent or entertainment stuff.
Okay. And Brittany, a final word on, it's okay. A final word on use of screen time by parents, which is sort of slightly outside the ambit of your article, but you have mentioned it, not to focus too much on what the kids are up to.
Yeah. I wanted to put that in there because I think that's kind of the next direction is like, we're so obsessed. I say we, but I mean, I guess society, I get the impression you're obsessed about like kids screen time and scrutinizing that so much that I think people are maybe not aware of how much they're on their own devices. You know, how easy it is. Oh, you get like your phone dings and you, you know, pick it up and how that interferes with, you know, for example, there's research about television on in the background and that can like affect the dialogue between the parent and child, the quality of play. So it's similar with parents on their own devices. So like, you know, they're just scrolling through social media. They're not necessarily, you know, paying attention to their child who like really wants to play and like, hey, like I'm showing you this toy and you're just, you know, ignoring me. And that could even have like safety, problems with safety, I guess. I actually saw that at the beach the other day.
Not hard to think of examples. Brittany, thank you for writing this and for stimulating this debate. We'll send people to the conversation to read your full article. We've linked it from our website,
rnz.co. I could talk about it for so much more.
Yeah, it seems so. Hey, Brittany, thank you so much. Nice to chat to you today.
Great. Thanks, Jesse.
Brittany Huber is the author. There's a link on our website, rnz.co.nz/Jesse.